It says the word Psula by both places, by Mefuta and by Anusa. So maybe Psula is Lavdavka. Maybe she could even be a Bula. Either the Torah says the word Psula, she didn't live with a man yet. Maybe that's only Lagzera Shava. For Yashem La Yerosa, Prat La Narash Nasasa Vizgasha. But maybe make this Russia though. When the Torah says Hashem Lo Yerosa, maybe that's a good Russia. You only pay Knas if she was not married. But in the case where she was once married, she doesn't get Knas. Tzmora says no. Mistarbet a Svara Hashem Lo Yerosa L'Gzera Shava. Tzmora mistarbet that this prat, whether she's married or not, that's not Likuva. She'll still get Knas. It's only there for the purpose of L'Gzera Shava. Why? Sherei Ani Karabo Nara Psula. Because the main thing is upon the girl that she has to be a Nara, not 12 and a half, and she has to be a Psula, not a Bula. For the Gemara, why? Adarabah, just the opposite. I'll tell you, a Psula is Gzera Shava. Maybe a Psula is Lavdavka, it's only for the Gzera Shava. Sharini Kara, Ba, Shalaya Rosa? Because Kafot, the Postak says, Shalaya Rosa? So maybe that's the Ika of the Dinim. That she has to be a Tanai that she was not married. But if she was once married, she doesn't get Knas. So how do you know, like really there are three Dinim. It has to be a Psula, she has to be a Nara, and she has to be a Shalaya Rosa. So how do you know to put punk the postak of a Shalaya Rosa? That's for the Gzera Shava. And it doesn't make a difference if she was married or not. How do you know to say this one? Maybe one of the other two say. So Mar Maskoner is Mistavra to swear like this. Ho Ishtani Gufa, for ho Lo Ishtani Gufa. I'll tell you, one her body changed, one her body did not change. So Rashi says like this. Ho ishtani gufa pogma ein rav kokach. Where she's a bula, where a man lived with already, or else she's a bageris, also her body changes. Because we say when a girl becomes 12 and a half a bageris, she loses her psulim a little bit, her body changes. So since her body changed already, or I'm not sure she's a bula, that a man broke her psulim already. So her body changed already. So now we say if a man is ma'anasa, Rashi says, upagoma ein rav kokach. The second man that's ma'anasa now is not ruining her so much, because her body changed already. So that's the svara to say she doesn't get knas. That's the svara to say, when does the Torah say you have to pay this girl knas if you're ruining her? That means she was a nara, she was a psula. Her body was perfect. And you're the one to break her body, you're making a pagam, you have to pay a knas. Ma'ashen kein aloch of kedushin, holo yishtani gufa. She doesn't change as Rashi v'ho. The Nisaras of Nisgasho, Lo Nishtana Gufa, body didn't change. She's still the same Nara, the same Sula. She only had Kedushim with her husband. She didn't have Bia, she didn't have Nisuyim with him. So her body didn't change. So it's a svar to say, since the body didn't change yet, and now a man is Manas, so the man has to pay a Kenas. He's making a big Pekam here. The Torah says if she wasn't married, that's only for Xavier Shova. That's not Shabbat Kiva's svara. That even though she was married already, still you have to pay a Kenas. Because the svara, her body didn't change yet. Since her body is still a nara, still a psula, she gets knas. Ma'ashen kein a bula, or a bageris, that her body changed already, there the pekam is not so big, she doesn't get knas. Gufa. Before we learned, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, how does Rabbi Yossi Aglili know this svara? Such Rashi de chamishim kesev de yenis, shkolim hein. The cast of Yishko the Mafate Yechamishim, Kot of Yosef Lili, there's nothing extra here. Hashelia Rosh is not extra. He needs it for the din, only this Knas where she wasn't married. So how does he know that Zerah Shavu to say you have to pay 50 Shkolim? And the Gemara Naskalei Minatanya, like we learned, Posek says, cast of Yishko Kamar Absulis. What does that mean? By Mafut it says, she is there Kamar Absulis, Samari Absulis Kazer. That's good for the Hekish. We learn now that the Pasha Mefut has the same halacha like in Anusa. Just like over there it says Shkolim, and over there it says 50, in both places it's 50 Shkolim. So I call upon him, that's the machlokes of Yosef Lili and Rabbi Kiva. How do you know this Gzera Shova? From the pasuk of Kesev Yishka Kamar Absulois, or else you know it's from Ashela Yerosa. Now the Gemara is the Chura Kasha, the Rabbi Kiva, and the Rabbi Kiva. The Chura is the Stira, and the Rabbi Kiva is from our Mishnah to the Braisa. And our Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva Traka says, that she gets Knas, even though she was married already. That she gets Knas, but in the Mishnah, Kopon Rabbi Kiva says the Knas goes to herself, goes Liatzma. That was the Chiddush. When does the Knas go to the father? When she was not married. But if she was once married, even though she's still a Psula, the Knas goes to the father. But the Kiva, the Brisa says not like that. The Brisa says the Knas goes to her. So it's a steering of the Kiva. Have the Gemara trait Tanoia Aliba the Kiva. And the Klam is two different Tanoia Aliba the Kiva. Together, like the Kiva had Tamidim, and one Talmud thought this is what the Kiva said, and another Talmud thought this is what the Kiva said. Then Echnami is like two Tanoia Aliba the Kiva. So Machloik is exactly what did the Kiva say. It must have like this now. Bishleim Rabbi Kiva the Masbis. It's very good Rabbi Kiva. Val Mishnah Lo Yasti Yegzei Rishava O Mafkele Lekrua Mi Pashto Legamri. In other words, true, you want according to Rabbi Kiva, you're telling me now Hashem Lo Yerosa. It's for Yegzei Rishava. Comes to teach us that what that just like here it's 50 and there it's Shkolim. Both places are new Semafuti. You have to pay 50 Shkolim. That's the Yegzei Rishava. But a kopon of the Pesuk says Hashem Lo Yerosa, which is mashma that she was not married. So how could the Bekiva say no, even though she's married, still she gets knas? Like how could Xerah Shava take away the postik mi pashti? So the teretz is what you have to say. So the Mar says, according to our Mishnah, it's very good. So Mishnah says the chiddush is that the knas goes to her, not to the father. Because usually the knas goes to the father. So I'll say that's beyond the postik. Asher lo yerosa, when she wasn't married yet, then the halacha of the knas goes to the father. But when she's married, there's a new chiddush. The knas goes to herself. So it's good. Like it's good what the pasuk says. Asher lo yerosa, she's not married. That's the pasuk talking about that the kesef goes to the father. Mashenken, when she was married already once, then the kesef goes to herself. So it's not a stira in the psukim. It's good our Mishnah. For the Markash, according to the Braisa, though, Elalor of Kiva, the Braisa. But according to Rabbi Kiva and the Braisa, that says no, that says what the Kesef, Mami the Knas, goes Mamish to the father, is Asig Zereshova Maskim Epashta Lagamri? According to the Braisa, true, the Pesuk says Ashet Lo Yerosa, that she was not married. And you're using it for Zereshova. But some modern Zach, the Torah should use Zereshova and take it out from the Pasha of the Kro. Because if you read the Pesukim the way it says, when do you have to pay Knas? When she was not married. That's what the Torah says. Asher lo yerosa, that she was not married yet. And according to Rabbi Kiva, in the Braisa was saying no, even though she was married once, and if she received a get already, where the husband didn't live with her, she only had erisin, and now she's still a nara of sula, somebody's manasa, you have to pay knas. And who does the knas go to? Mamash to the father. So who is like this Torah saying a sheker? The Torah says, Asher lo yerosa, the mashman of this pasha only applies when she was not married, and according to Rabbi Kiva, it's not true. The same halacha applies even though she was married. Now, why does the Torah say she was not married for? Only for Gzeres Shava, for some modern Zach. Like, don't use these words to make Gzeres Shava, don't say Sheker. You're saying only because she was not married. And the halacha is not like that. Even though she was married already, still she has Knas. If no dinim change at all, so why does the Torah say such a lashon of Asher lo yerosa? So Gemara answers, Omer Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok. Kori Be'er, you should read the pasuk like this. Asher lo yarusa. Not that she was never married, but it means that she's not married right now. In other words, a girl that's married, now somebody's manas her, the pasuk is saying she doesn't get knas. Asher lo yarusa. You only pay knas if she's not married right now. But if she's married right now, let's say the father married her off already. So she's mamish and eishes ish. Now, if a man lives with her, he doesn't have to pay a knas. For at the Gemara, you need a pasuk for that. Arusa baskilahi. Avadish, you don't get knas. You say, come live the rabbi nei. If we're talking about that she's still married right now, and a different man is manasom, so he's living with an eishes ish, avadi doesn't have to pay knas. We say posh, we had those sugi before of kom leib the rabbi nei. We say since she gets skila, he gets skila. He is manis, he's living now with an eshes ish. He's getting skila. So avadi is potter from paying knas. So what do you have to have the posig? Asher lo yarusa was saying to me to say you only pay knas when she's not married. Hapshiti don't have to pay knas if she's married. So Mara says no. Salka daita chaminik. I would have thought ho yo v'chidishu since paying knas is a chiddush, what are you doing here now? Your man is a girl. You have to pay 50 shkolim. You have to pay more money. Yisak with that raminach. Hoyo v'chiddushu. Shechit shetara b'knas. So I would have thought, what is the chiddush? That when you have to pay knas, that there's 50 shkolim. Anytime it's a special schum in the Torah, a special amount of money, we always say it's called knas. So by Knas, maybe we would think of Svara Afagav the Mikdom, even though we're she's an Ashes Ish, that you're going to get killed for this. Mishalim, maybe you should have to pay. Kamashim, that's what we need the Pasuk for. There is a Chiddush here. Asher lo yaros is telling me a Chiddush, that if she's married now, and a man is manasa, the man doesn't pay Knas. You know why? Because since he's Chayiv Misa, he's potter even from paying Knas. Because even though we had Pesukim before we had Pesukim of Osan, we had before Pesukim that in a case where you chayiv misa, you don't have to pay money. But that's only where it's regular money where you would have to pay. But maybe over here we have to pay Knas. Knas is a new Svara. Knas, since it's a Chiddush, Bechlal, the Torah said you have to pay 50 Shkolim, maybe even in the case where you chayiv misa, I would have thought maybe also you have to pay. So the Kamashron, that's the Chiddush of the Pasuk. Asher lo yarosa, then the case where she was married already, where she's married right now, you should know you don't have to pay Knas. So that's a good chat. But for the Gemara though, but Ula Rabba, Diyoma Chiddushu, Sheh Chiddushetara B'Knas, Rabba before said that's a real Svara, Lufiyam is that way. There's a chiddush whenever you have to pay kenas. Rab holds a svaron afagav to miktol, even though you also chayiv misa, still mishalim. You have to pay money. As mamish just chiddush here that we chayiv kenas, we chayiv kenas. You don't start coming with rabbinay. So according to Rab, that lefiyam you do have to pay money. Ma'ik lemeima. What can you say according to Rab Kiva then? So the Chura, Savla, Rabbi Kiva, the Masnitzin, and the Chanami, like Rabba does not hold like Rabbi Kiva, the Braisa. Because according to Rabbi Kiva, the Braisa, that the din is, if she was once married and she received the get, that the Knas Mamish goes to the father, so then either the Torah says, Asher lo yarosa. So yes, the answer means to say that in the case where she's married right now, you don't have to pay Knas. So you see, you do say, come with the Rabbi Minei. Rabbi says not like that. So Rabbi asked those that Rabbi Kiva of our Mishnah, that according to Rabbi Kiva and our Mishnah, the Pasuk means, Asher lo yarosa means, you only pay Knas when she was never married at all. What does that mean? If she's once married, and now she has a get, you don't have the Pasha Knas. Rabbi Kiva, the Mishnah says she does pay Knas, so that a Kofanam, we have a Teretz, you don't have the regular Pasha of Knas. The regular Loch of Knas is, the Knas goes Leavia to her father. But over here, where she was once married, and she received a get, now liyatzma, now the knas goes liyatzma. So that's what's on the pasuk. Asher lo yarosa, that if she was never married, then the knas goes to liyavia, to her father. But in the case where she was married and she received a get, and echnam, you have to pay knas, but it's a new parasha of knas, the knas goes to her and not to the father. Yeah. Turn around, buddy, look at the price like this. Knas olami. Who does the knas go to? Knas olami. Liyavia, some say it goes to the father. V'yei shomrim liyatzma, some say it goes to itself. Fredigmar liyatzma amai, like l'chura havimina is, it means a regular case of kenas. A regular case, you have an hour of sula, and a man is manasa, so his man diyama says, when you have to pay the chamishim shkolim, you pay it to her, liyatzma. Fredigmar amai, like why? The pasuk says clearly, v'nosan liyaviha nara. The Torah says clearly, when you manas a girl, you have to pay the father chamishim shkolim. So how could there be a havamin here to say the knas goes la'atzma to itself? So Marin says, Omer Rav Chizda, hoch, you know what this bright is talking about? The nara shenis arasov and his garshaskinim. Not a regular nara, but a girl that was once married, only had kedushin, only erisin, never lived with a man yet, when his garsh, and she received a get. And now somebody's manas her when she's a nara and a basula. Okay, Mifluge, this is Machlokes in the Braisa, the Pluk to the Rabbi Kiva, the Masnissin, Rabbi Kiva, the Braisa. It's a Machlokes, the same way the two sheep, there's a coin to Rabbi Kiva. Enechnami, there is a Pash of Kenas. The Torah says, Asher lo yarosa. So one shot is that the Kenas doesn't go to the father, it goes to her. So that's shot over here, that the Kenas goes to her, because that's the Pshan the Pasuk, Asher lo yarosa. When does the father go, the Kenas go to the father? When she was never married. But in the case when she was married, then we said the knas goes liyatzma. The knas goes to herself. Amar Abaye. Abaye says like this. What's going to be a case of bo'oleha? Let's say a man is manas a girl. You have a nara psula, a man is manas. V'meisa, and then she dies. Because before you go to Bezdin, the paskanois, the chiv, to pay chamishim shkolim, she dies. So Loch Abayi says the chidish potter, that the man, the boy, does not have to pay the father 50 shkolim. Why? Shenemar, the posik says, v'nosan liyavi hanara. You have to give the money to the father of the nara. So Abayi dashins, v'loy liyavi mesa, and not to the father of a mesa where she died. That was, the man was Manasseh's girl. And the mal, we find out about it, it made him there. So you have to go to Bezdin. Bezdin paskan zechiv to pay the money. So before they went to Bezdin, she died. So locher is now, when they go to Bezdin, Bezdin says, the man doesn't have to pay. Because the pasuk says, v'nosan le'avi anara, so v'egedrosh shabla le'avi mesa. The father only gets it when she's alive. But when she's dead though, then the father does not get the money. But Marcel now milsa de pshita labaya. That the rabaya says posha, that's the locho, that what in the case where she died, the father does not get the knas. I tell you, mi boiler le rova. Rova had this for shaila. Rova was masupik about this. Is mi boiler le rova. The boy rova, rova asked for shaila like this. Yesh baga bekever, or yein baga bekever. What's the locho? Is the locho of a baga bekever or not a baga bekever? Baga means here bageris. In other words, the girl was saying, kol zaman she's a nara, the knas goes to the father. When she becomes a bageris, the knas goes to her. Like lemoshel. Let's say a man was manas this girl when she was 12 years old, and she was a psula. So there's a chiyuv knas. The knas is supposed to go to the father. Let's say they didn't go to Bezdin, and they waited till she become a bageris. They waited 6 months. Now she's a begeris. If they go to Bezdin now, the locher is, the money goes to her and not to the father anymore. When she becomes a begeris, then the money goes to her and not to the father. So here the shaila is, let's say she died. And 6 months later, if she would have been alive, she would have been a begeris. So do we say, yesh baga bekever? She's in the grave now. She died already. Do we say now when she's like 12 and a half, she has a din begeris? Or yein baga bekever, else there's no din baga bekever. What does that mean? So Rashi says like this. Yesh baga bekever. Imesa ben arusa. She died when she was an Irish. She was 12 years old and 2 months, and a man was manasa, and she died the next month. Achlo yom de bedin, and the father never took the person to din Torah. They didn't go to Bezdin yet. Ve'giyaz man bagrusa bekever. And now it took 6 months till they go to Bezdin, and by now she's in the kever, but really she would have been alive. She would have been a bageris. Like really, she's 12 and a half years old. Mi choshev bager, do we consider her to have a din bager now? That the din Torah now is about a bageris? Oiloi, l'kam aforash b'yozl ma'hichasum, usum neshayla, what is the negayetu? But I quote upon him here, you see, it's not like Abaya. According to Abaya, there'd be no question here. According to Abaya, the father doesn't get the money anyway. Because the chur, loy lavi, not loy lavi, l'sez lavi hanara, v'loy lavi mesa, not when she died. Here she died, the girl. Here still we have a suffix, even though she died, does the father have a right to get the money or not? Do we say that if she would have been alive, the father wouldn't get the money, because she's a bageris. But now that she died, she's in the kever, does she have a din bageris or not? So it says like this. Yesh baga bekever, one svar is yes. There's a loch of a bageris bekever, or the b'no heve. In the case we'll soon see that she had a child, so the maisa is to get like the money should go to her. The money goes to her. Her son yashins her. I do, maybe no. Ain't baga bekever. There's no din bageris bekever. Udi avi heve. And therefore, the money goes to the father. No, we're talking about now. The father is taking the boy to the din Torah now. 6 months later, so she died already 4 months ago. But now, when they go to the din Torah, really, she would have been 12 and a half years old. She would have been a bageris. So if you say yesh baga bekever means that the father can't collect the money anymore. Because just like when she's alive and she's a begeris, the locher is, the money goes to her and not to the father. So if you say yesh baga bekever, even though she's in the kever, she has a din begeris on her. So when you go to the din Torah now, when the father goes to the din Torah, he does not have a right to get the money. Who should the money go to? To her. Just she's not here anymore. So meila her son yashin her, so money should go to her son. That's one svara. I do know ain't baga bekever, she doesn't have a din begeris. Since she's not alive, her dinim don't change. Therefore, the father has a right to collect the money. So, Kopon, here you see, not like Abaye just said, like on this start of the Chakira, even though she died already, still the father has a right to collect the money. So you see, you don't make Abaye's drosh. The Pasuk says, for Nosan Leavi Hanara, Leavi Nara when she's alive and not when she's dead. So here's the Chura, not like Abaye. So Rashi says this, Yesh Bagi B'Kebri, Rashi says, V'chihei Chodiyim Lo Yespiku L'Amad B'Din, Ache Bogro, just like you should be alive. And the father didn't go to Bezdin until she becomes a Begeres, Tanan L'Kamon L'Perek Narash Nespatato, we'll see later, that Arehen Liatzma, in such a case, the Knaz goes to her, for Lo Liyaviyo, even though the Maisa Bia took place when she was an Ara, but it's totally how she is B'Shah she got to Bezdin. That by Knas, we always say, Bezdin paskens the Chi of Knas. So how is she, Bishas, Bezdin paskens the Knas? So if she would have been alive and been a Begeris then, the father would not get the Knas, but it would go to her. For Hashtanami, once for is now also, Bagla Bekever. Even though she's in the Kever, but she still hasn't been Begeris on her. Mafkia Koychav, it takes off the power of the father to get it. Ubeno Yoruslo, Im Yeshla Ben, in the case that she has a son, the son will yashin it. And Chnami, she doesn't have a son, so the boy is potter, doesn't have to pay the father. But that's the Shaila, do we say Yesh Baga B'Kever or Ein Baga B'Kever? So kids, you see, Rav had this for Shaila, so not like Abaye. For the Mar Kasha, she's only a Nara here. You remind her when she was a Nara. And you're telling me now she died before she became a Begeris. So you're telling me now, if you say Yesh Baga B'Kever, so her kid yashins. For the Gemara, Mima Abra,